From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Venezuelan officials released videos yesterday that seemed to confirm President Nicolas Maduro was the target of a drone attack on Saturday, and that's made Maduro's opponents fearful of a hard regime crackdown.
Ha llegado la hora de la recuperación económica y necesita.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro was giving a speech at a military ceremony in Caracas when explosions rang out overhead. Maduro was unhurt, but six soldiers were reportedly injured. Maduro declared it a drone attack aimed at him. Most Venezuelans were skeptical. They're used to Maduro and his authoritarian socialist regime creating conspiracies. But on Sunday, videos surfaced that did indeed show drones hovering and then exploding near Maduro, one in midair, the other after it hit an apartment building. Opposition activist Saverio Bibas told WLRN from Caracas, "We have to admit the government's claim is more credible now." Bibas added the videos also lend more credibility to a claim posted on Twitter Saturday night by a group of supposed ex-security force members. Calling themselves soldiers in T-shirts, they took credit for the attempted drone attack and said it proves Maduro's regime is, quote, vulnerable. Maduro opponents like Ramon Jose Medina say that's why they expect the regime to now ratchet up its persecution against them. Medina is a leader of the Democratic Unity Roundtable, and he said it was ironic the explosions went off just as Maduro was promising recovery from Venezuela's catastrophic economic collapse. Medina said the regime will use the drone attack to distract Venezuelans from that crisis, which the vast majority of them blame on Maduro. That's especially true, he added, since other videos embarrass the regime by showing soldiers fleeing in panic from the attack scene. The government said six people have been arrested so far, one of whom may be a member of the Soldiers in T-Shirts group. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.